Church, that brings us to today's objective, our fourth objective: faith encourages. Faith encourages. Subtitle for today's message is this: when you get knocked down. When you get knocked down, turn your Bibles to 1 John chapter 5. Church, faith in God encourages. Faith in God encourages. That word encourage means to give courage or hope. Encourage means to give courage or hope. It is to increase one's confidence of success. To increase one's confidence of success. To encourage means to give strength of mind and comfort. To give strength of mind and comfort. Church, faith gives us courage. Faith increases our confidence of success. Faith gives us strength of mind and comfort. It encourages. And that's important because in life, we all need to be encouraged. Amen. See, we learned last week that faith motivates us. It gives us a reason to keep pressing. And from day to day, that's what we do. We press. And we can press despite what we see. We can press despite how we struggle. We can press despite how we suffer. We can just press. We can be focused and determined. But all of us at some point in life hit a wall. Has that ever happened to you? Have you ever just hit a wall? Been knocked down, knocked off your feet? See, life has a way of knocking us down. Sometimes it's an event or a set of circumstances. Sometimes we are knocked down because we keep coming against the same challenge over and over and over again. But whatever the reason, we find ourselves down for the count. When that happens, we become discouraged. When life knocks us down, we become discouraged. To become discouraged means to be deprived of courage, to be deprived of hope and confidence. Have you ever experienced that in life where you were confident and then you weren't? Where you were courageous and then all of a sudden you weren't? You were hopeful one day and then the next day you felt hopeless? That's what discouragement is. When we get knocked down by the issues and troubles of life, we lose our courage. We lose our hope. We lose our confidence. So we know what we ought to do. It's not that our motivation changes. See, I know I ought to keep pressing, but my courage is gone. I know I ought to keep going, but my confidence is gone. I'm afraid to get back up again. I don't think I can do this anymore. I can't keep getting knocked down in this way. I don't want to try again because I'm afraid what's going to happen next. We lose our courage. So when we get knocked down, church, we have to be encouraged so that we can get back up. We have to restore our courage, our confidence, our hope, and our strength of mind. How do we do that? When you're on the ground of life, and you feel hopeless and afraid, how do you get back up? It's through faith. Amen. We get back up through faith. See, church, when I believe God and trust Him, I can encourage myself in what I'm persuaded of when I've been knocked down. I'm going to say that again. You might want to write that in your notes. When I believe God and trust Him, I can encourage myself in what I'm persuaded of when I've been knocked down. See, when I have a firm, unshakable conviction in the God of the Bible, not the God of my imagination, not who I pretend God to be, when I have a firm, unshakable conviction in the God of the Bible, I can draw encouragement from what I know to be true. And I can do that despite the facts. I can do it despite my feelings. And I can do it despite my fears. And once I encourage myself, I can get off the ground. Church, faith encourages. And the reason so many of us as Christians, when we are knocked down to the ground, we can't get back up, it's not because the situation is too great. It is because our faith is lacking. We are not persuaded of anything other than what we see, what we can control, and what we understand. And when I'm not persuaded of anything other than what I see, control, and understand, when I get knocked down, I stay down. Because I didn't see that blow coming. I couldn't control what happened. And I don't understand why I'm down here on the ground. We get knocked down and we stay down. Church, that's why so many of our children and so many in this generation are suffering from suicidal thoughts and depression. Because we neglected to do some things. We neglected to teach them who God really is. The God of the Bible. We didn't teach them who God really is. We allowed them to decide whether they wanted God or not while they were living in our house. Then we turned around and gave them things that were not good for them and allowed them to be exposed to all kinds of nonsense that confuses them about God. And so now that life becomes difficult for them, they have nothing greater than themselves or their friends to put their hope in, and they begin to despair. Faith encourages. Because when you are certain about God, church, when you are certain about God, you might find yourself on the ground, but you're going to get back up again. Amen. When you are certain about God, this is what's going to happen. While I'm down for the count, I'm going to cry out to Him. Yes. For some of us, it takes a little longer than others, but eventually, while I'm down there, I'm going to cry out to Him, and God by His Spirit will begin to remind me of the truth that I have been taught. Isn't that right? That's what we've been learning in Bible study. God by His Spirit will begin to remind me of the truth that I've been taught. And as the Holy Spirit begins to remind me, I begin to take what He says and encourage myself. And I begin to answer back. Well, what do you mean by that, Pastor? What do you mean by answer back? See, when we get knocked down, when we are on the ground, you begin to talk to yourself. I don't understand this. How did I get here? I can't keep doing this. I feel like giving up. When you are down for the count, you are talking to yourself. But when the Holy Ghost begins to remind you of the truth, and you are persuaded that the truth is true, you begin to answer back. Yeah. I can't do this. And you say, yes, you can. Yeah. Yes, you can, and you will. I want to give up. That's all right. You're not going to quit. You are not going to quit on God. Yeah. Well, I don't understand. You don't have to understand. Yeah. Trust God. See, while you're talking to yourself, you begin to answer back and encourage yourself in what we confidently know about God. But if I'm not persuaded, what do I have to say when I'm on the ground? Church, faith encourages us by reminding us that we have three things. Here are our points for this morning. Faith encourages by reminding us that we have, point number one, God's presence. Faith encourages by reminding us that we have God's presence. See, when we are knocked down, faith helps us to remember that God is present with us. That God is with me. See, though I be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, thrown in the fire of tribulation, I am persuaded that God is with me in the furnace, that he has not forgotten me, he has not forsaken me, he has not left me alone. He is with me. And I am persuaded of that because that's what he said. See, Jesus said, I will never leave thee or forsake thee. And Jesus assured the believer that he would be present with us in the person of the Holy Spirit. And when I believe that, then I have a confidence whether I feel or sense his presence or not. It's not about what I feel. I believe that even when I feel like I'm alone. Because I know that the Holy Ghost is not my feelings and he's not my emotions. I know and I'm persuaded that he is the third person of the triune Godhead. And I know that he's always with me despite how I feel. So when I'm persuaded of that, I encourage myself. Get up off the canvas. I'm persuaded that because he's with me, he hears me. And he will answer my prayers. See, I know that my petition is before him. And that he is assessing the situation. That he is putting a plan in motion for my rescue, for my deliverance, for my healing. Yes, I have been knocked down. But I know that I know that I know that Jesus hears my plea. And I'm persuaded of that not by what I see. I'm persuaded because he told me, come boldly to the throne of grace. And there you will find mercy and grace in a time of need. And I believe him even while I'm waiting on a response. I know that he hears my prayer. So while I'm waiting, I encourage myself. I'm persuaded that he's with me. And I'm persuaded that while he is with me, he is guiding and directing my life. That he is leading me in the direction and the way that I must go. And I'm persuaded because he told me that he's working all things together for my good. And I believe him even if this thing that has me on the ground is still holding on to me. I know that he is working all things together for my good. I just have to wait on the Lord. So I encourage myself by my faith. When I'm knocked down, faith reminds me that I have God's presence. Church, faith encourages by reminding us that we have God's presence. And faith encourages by reminding us that we have, point number two, God's provision. Faith encourages by reminding us that we have God's provision. When we are knocked down, faith helps us to remember that God has provided. Even though I feel weak, even though my mental toughness is gone, even though I'm laying here on the ground, wondering how I'm going to get back up again, I know that I have provision from God. He has provided for me all that I have need of. Well, what is it that God has provided? God has provided me with his grace. See, when I have faith, I'm persuaded of that. that God has provided.